You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
Welcome to the Penelope Cox Show, the educator connector who's improving lives by connecting you to the premier educators teaching digital marketing today.
Probably the biggest tip that I would say out there is making sure that you have your social media, all the different ways for people to find you, that they're all consistent and that they're all professional and they all say the same thing. The most important things that you would want an employer to know about you, that those are the first things that they see on your LinkedIn profile, your Facebook profile, your Twitter account. And if you've never have done it before, now's the time to start doing it. Because if you're not on the train with everyone else, then you're left behind. You've got to at least show that you're familiar with what this new technology is, because I don't see it going away. And I only see social media becoming more sophisticated. And so you've got to at least know that you're keeping up with it and make sure that all of those places that you go to are consistent and they're branded for you finding your next career.
It's kind of interesting in this new economy that we're in. I have noticed that people that have been in the industry for a long time, like 20 plus years, that have this amazing amount of experience, sometimes are the ones that actually don't list all of their incredible experience, because I think they're, what I've heard and when I've asked them, like, okay, well, we're talking about this really great stuff, yet it's not on your resume. Their concern is that they've been trying to keep it to one page, because they come from 20 years ago when they were being told you can only have a one-page resume. And when you have 20 years of experience and you have possibly even been the president of a company or an agency and you have a one-page resume, in my opinion, and I've definitely, there's going to be other recruiters out there that say you're crazy, you don't know what you're talking about, but I have yet to this day to find a client that has ever been upset that I have sent them a two-page resume. Because if you're having to leave off really, really incredible stuff, heck no, because this is the time, very competitive out there. You have got to, this is your one shot. You have one shot. You have got to get everything on there. And so I've had those people, and it's usually an older 15, not, it's usually 20 plus years that go, oh my gosh, really? And once they list all of their experience, it is incredible. And they even feel more confident. They come out going, holy cow, I thought about things that I've done that made me excited. I wanted to hire me. I started to get excited again about what I've done. They'd actually forgot some of the stuff they'd done. And my opinion is two-page resume. Two-page. Get it on there. If you're leaving stuff, if you're having to leave stuff off, not worth it in this day and age. You get it on there.
Excellent.
I'm going to have people that say I'm crazy, but I've yet, thus far, I've had many, many more positive results from people actually getting their stuff on their resume than leaving it off.
Excellent.
It is absolutely positioning. Absolutely positioning.
Being marketing people that we are, people are like, often I use that word, and it's like, positioning. What's that mean, Penelope?
They do have a hard time. I've met quite a few that can do it for everyone else, but when it comes to positioning themselves, they actually have a hard time doing it. And I think another thing, too, I've run into is humility, which is a wonderful trait, and I don't want anyone to lose it. But they sometimes have too much of that when they're branding themselves and selling themselves, because they don't want to come across super cocky. And what actually ends up happening is they come across too soft, and they don't brag about themselves. This is the time I tell people, no, you need to brag about yourself. You need to tell me why you are so awesome. And they have, some people have a hard time doing that. Like, oh, I feel weird. And like, there's a difference between being cocky and being humbly confident is what I call it. This is your time to be humbly confident. You need to name drop. If you've worked on a really high profile piece of business, please tell me what it is. I want to know. Don't just say that you worked on an account. I want to know what you've worked on. And once I get people kind of out of that rut, they start to get jazzed about what they've actually done. And it, and then in turn, it helps me when I'm selling them to the company. And then, of course, the company is jacked because they look at this and go, holy cow, we got to meet this person.
You've been listening to The Penelope Cox Show, The Educator Connector. All showtimes, guest files, and interviews are archived on Penelope's official site at penelopecoxshow.com.